Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, where it's all about making the ultimate leap from your 9 to 5 and building a business and life you love, all while doing it your way. I'm your host, Amanda Bolin. Let's get started. Hello, hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Before we dive into today's episode, and let me tell you, it is a good one, my friend. You definitely want to stick around for this because I'm getting super raw and vulnerable about my most recent launch, what the experience was going through it, and what I learned from this launch specifically. But before I get into that, I do want to give a shout out to our listener of the week. And this is from MLWD1984. Love this podcast. Amanda's podcast is one of my all-time faves. So much helpful, realistic advice that you can apply to your life and business right now, no matter where you are in your business journey. I have been planning my ultimate leap for years, and this podcast has been giving me the motivation I need to stay focused and excited about reaching my goal. Thank you, Amanda, and thank you to MLWD1984 for leaving that review. It means so much to me and every single one of you listening out there. It is truly a blessing, and I am so grateful that you are here and allowing me to be part of your journey of your ultimate leap. So, okay, let's dive in to this week's episode. And today I want to share with you the specifics of my launch, like dates when I launched, the strategy, what I did, and more, but also share the biggest, most vulnerable lesson that I have learned and learned to date and how priceless it was. And also some things that I'm considering moving forward when it comes into my next launch and what I want to do. So for those of you who don't know, on November 1st, I officially opened the doors to one of my signature programs called the Ultimate Leap Suite Academy. And 2 weeks prior to this, I actually did a pre-launch offer where you could enroll in the Ultimate Leap Suite Academy at a discount. So the whole purpose of potentially doing a pre-launch when you're getting ready to launch a course is one, drive excitement and drive awareness. And number two, to help validate and get early signups so that you can just add some revenue, but then also it just goes and helps to validate your course. The Ultimate Leap Suite Academy is a course and a community that helps aspiring entrepreneurs and coaches launch their online business and get clients so that they can replace their corporate income, quit their job, and live the life that they've always dreamed about. That's what this podcast is about, right? Doing it your way, building your business, replacing your corporate income, and making your ultimate leap. Now, this was the first time that I actually launched this entire course. I have done bits and pieces and other variations in the past, but this is the first time that I said I'm putting everything together in this one signature program where when you enroll, you get access to over 75 different lessons that will teach you how to set up your business from email marketing, your Squarespace website, to client onboarding process, accounting, legal, you name it. And also with the Ultimate Leap Suite Academy, every month I host mini trainings and coaching sessions in our private Facebook group. So there is a lot that goes into this course when you enroll. Now, my pre-launch strategy was pretty simple. Sharing the offer on Instagram and with my email list, I wrote and pre-scheduled all the emails ahead of time. I used lead pages for the offer, ThriveCart for checkout, and deadline funnels for pre-launch cart close. Now, I'm not going to spend a ton of time about the difference between lead pages, ThriveCart, and deadline funnels. I'll leave that for another podcast. And basically, using lead pages is simply a place where it's separate from your website. There's just with lead pages, there's a lot more features and things that you can use to create your sales page or lead page. And then ThriveCart is it's a different system, again, I don't want to get confusing or get in the weeds here, but it's just another way to use for the checkout cart. And there's, again, a lot more features and things that you can unlock by using ThriveCart. And then deadline funnels is amazing, where you can basically set up a cart close. And so basically what that does is that in deadline funnels, I can say, okay, here's the time the cart closes. And then after the cart closes, I want this other page to show up in lieu of the actual sales page for the offer. Okay. Now the launch strategy in total consisted of a 5-day email challenge that then led to a webinar called Corporate Cubicle to Sold Out Services on the last day of the challenge. And at the end of the webinar, I invited attendees to join the Ultimate Leap Suite Academy. From a launch strategy, the fundamentals were there. I had the challenge, I had the webinar, I had the emails, deadline funnels, ThriveCart, shared on social media, you name it. All the things on the checklist of everything that you're supposed to do during a launch was there. But over the weekend of the launch, because I launched on Friday, November 1st, it was like crickets. And my friend, that is when I really started to get in my head. Now, keep in mind what I'm sharing with you on this podcast episode is extremely, extremely vulnerable. And I'm sharing it all. And the reason why, and I'll talk about this more, is that I want you to know that when you see not just me, or like, I just want you to know that it's so easy to look at someone on the internet and think that everything is working perfectly and there's no mistakes, there's no errors, there's no challenges, there's no hard times, because that is not the reality of building a business and being an entrepreneur. And I want to pull back the curtain and allow you to see the behind the scenes and get real, raw, and vulnerable with you. Okay. So that weekend that I launched, it was like crickets. I'm like, this is crazy. What? I just had like all these people sign up that were on the webinar. This is such an amazing product. Like, I was really confused, but that's when I really got into my head. I kept asking, I'm like, why has no one enrolled yet? Maybe this isn't what I'm meant to do. Maybe it isn't a good product. How come it feels like this, like, when so-and-so launches, everything goes perfectly? How come this person made thousands of dollars on their launch and I've got crickets? I'm so confused. Am I not good enough? And I just went into this tailspin of victim thoughts, feeling sorry. And because I was thinking those thoughts, I was in this low vibing energetic state. So Sunday night, I wanted to take flight. I wanted to run for the hills. I wanted to hide. I didn't want to send any more emails. I didn't want to show up on social media. I wanted to freaking hide. And I was already scheming in my head about the next launch because it was so uncomfortable for me to stay in the moment and be present with the discomfort. Okay. So on day 4 of the launch, Monday, November 4th, I still wasn't seeing the performance that I was expecting, the goals that I had set out. And at this point, I actually downloaded the list of Zoom attendees from Friday's webinar and emailed every single attendee that was on the webinar for 45 minutes. And the reason why I said 45 minutes is because I did the offer at about minute 40. So they knew that there was an offer and yet they hadn't enrolled. And I was honest with them. I emailed them each individual person and said, hey, so-and-so, Mandy here, I wanted to follow up because I noticed that you were on the webinar and I'm just curious as to why you haven't decided to purchase Ultimate Leap Suite Academy yet. My enrollments and performance hasn't been to where I, you know, expected it to be, or I said something along that sort of lines. And then I said, don't worry, like I'm just investigating this and want to learn a little bit more. Don't worry, your feedback won't hurt my feelings. I'm just trying to learn and better understand. And this exercise alone taught me so much about myself and what it means to be a business owner and the type of people I was attracting and whether or not I was speaking to those in my target audience. In that moment, I was reminded of how important it is to ask questions and let people tell me instead of thinking and assuming and guessing I knew what they were thinking. Okay. It was, my ego was so humbled in that moment. And it was such a transition and ascension from feeling in this discomfort and wanting to hide to rising above that. Okay. The cart closed November 7th, which is Thursday, November 7th at 7 p.m. Central. I have done other launches that resulted in thousands of dollars. coaching programs that sold out, and I've hosted in-person events that thrived. Okay. So this experience was so different. And friend, I will tell you, I needed to go through this. And so and what I learned, and here's what I'm going to share with you about what I learned. And these are the moments that I really want you to reflect and take note of. So during the week of the launch, when sales were stagnant, I found my brain wanting to fill the void, wanting to fix any problem it could find. There's nothing wrong with wanting to rebuild or change the tires on a car that's going 100 miles down the road, because that's what it feels like when you're trying to fix something that isn't necessarily working as a business owner. It is moving. It is already, like, the horse has already left the stable, and you are trying to fix and trying to heal this horse that maybe is like broken as it's moving around the racetrack. And it is one of the most humbling experiences, and it is one of the most intense experiences. And my brain wanted to start working on the next launch. It wanted to take itself outside of anything but the present moment of that current launch. And why? I think it was because it was so uncomfortable to come face to face with something that wasn't meeting my expectations. It was so easier. It would have been so much easier to scrap that thing that isn't working and to start over again than to be with the discomfort. And I want to say that, but it is the willingness to stay in the trenches when things are not working well that will create that perseverance, that discipline, and that commitment. So if you find yourself going through difficult times right now where it's so uncomfortable, I want you to stay there. I want you to really discipline yourself to stay in the discomfort, in the sense of knowing that you need to work through it. Now, there's a difference between purposely sabotaging yourself and feeling sorry for yourself and being a victim to your circumstances. There's a difference between that and saying, I am living in the present moment with this discomfort because I am going to learn and persevere and rise above it and learn so much from this experience. The second thing I'll say is the launch in and of itself felt heavy. It felt at times like I was forcing it, and I was away for the 5 days leading up to the open cart. So maybe that was part of it. I don't know. I also am not someone that wants to say, like, here's the reasons why that I didn't do well and make it outside of myself. But there were so many things that were going on, and I was laughing with my friend that we do biweekly check-ins, and I'm like, I just realized I scheduled a launch in the middle of Mercury retrograde. Now, take it or leave it. You may not believe in it. Some people will swear that they will not do anything and you should not launch in Mercury retrograde for whatever reason. But the takeaway on this part is that you want to be energetically aligned and excited about what it is that you're doing. And as soon as things start to feel heavy and they start to not feel fun, that's when you want to figure out, like, okay, how can I find and align myself with what does feel fun? How can I make this fun? Asking questions of how can I make it fun? How can I make it light? How can I align with that vibration of excitement? Because if you are in that level of vibration and excitement, that energy is going to transfer. Energy transfers. I teach this when I work with people who are standing and speaking in front of audiences. If you don't bring the energy, how do you ever expect that the people that you are working with and facilitating and being in front of to bring the energy? You are the law of the lid. If your energy is at a level 9, it is going to be very difficult for anyone to go above that level 9. You, as the leader in your organization, for you, the leader of yourself and influencing yourself, you have to bring the energy. You have to align yourself. So whether it's a launch or working with a client or showing up in front of people, know that it is your responsibility to align yourself in the vibration and in alignment of what it is that you want to attract, okay? The next one is, to be honest, at first I didn't want to share this experience on the podcast because it felt like defeat and extremely vulnerable. And I thought, if I share this, who will want to work with me? Because I wasn't quote unquote successful in this launch, right? But again, even another topic is, what is success, which I'm going to talk about in just a moment. And the truth is that hearing and listening and understanding and knowing are so different. So when people say, yeah, I hear you. Okay. But hearing and listening are two different things. You can hear someone talk all day. You can hear the sounds, but are you really listening to what they're saying? Are you really paying attention? Could you restate back to them what you heard? And then listening and understanding are two different things. Actively listening, but then understanding and being able to reteach it is two different things. But then understanding and knowing. Understanding is you knowing, understanding is taking the concepts and understanding what it is that you need to do. But knowing is so different. You can understand how to do something, but you don't know how to do it unless you go through it. You don't know how to do it unless you go through it. And what I want to say is that I now have and know this experience so that the next time one of my clients goes through this on their launch, I know, I don't just understand. I know what they're going through and how to overcome and work through it. And that is a priceless experience to offer to my clients. I would rather personally for me work with a coach that has been through it all, that has had the failures, that can speak from a position of knowing what it feels like to go through something that didn't work, rather than someone who only knows the side of it all working out. Because it is in the moment of failure and triumph that you actually grow as an individual, and you're able to look back and be like, I'm a better person because of this experience. And even though it may not feel like that in the moment, you have to trust that you are experiencing it for a reason. Which also leads me into the next thing, is that this experience was also another reminder that I get to make this experience mean whatever I want it to mean. And for example, if someone makes $50,000 a year as a salary, some might say and look and think that, oh, that's not enough. And others might say and think that, oh my gosh, $50,000 is so much money. But here's the deal, $50,000 is just $50,000. It is a stated fact of your annual salary, but you get to decide what you make it mean. Just like how many people enroll in your programs, whether it's coaching or courses, you name it. How many people attend your live events? The number of people that enroll or sign up is just a number. It is a fact. It is a circumstance. But you have the ultimate choice of deciding what you want to make it mean. You can be grateful for the amount of people that showed up and think, oh my gosh, I'm so lucky to have these two people that I get to coach in my program, right? One of my clients just had three people sign up in her group coaching program, the first group coaching program she ever did. And it was amazing the way that she lit up, and she was so excited about the three people because she knew she gets to impact those three people. And by showing up for those three people, she then gets to learn. And so that the next time when she shows up and offers and talks about how she can help people, she knows exactly what to do. And she's going to help more people beyond that. We get to decide everything that we make. We get to decide what we make things mean in our life. So be very aware of what you're making things in your life mean. Failure can be failure, but failure is just feedback. It is just a number. It is a chance for you to say that even though you're going through discomfort and so uncomfortable, once you pass through it, once you go through it, you're going to be so much stronger. It reminds me of this song, and I think I've talked about this on the podcast before. Well, it's a song that I had in grade school, and it was always, we did it around like Halloween time, and it was, you come upon something and you can't go around the river. You can't go under the river. There's no bridge. You can't go over it. You must go through it. And it's going through and living that transition and coming out on the other side being stronger. Okay. And so again, for me, like while this wasn't the most profitable launch, it was an absolute priceless learning experience. The most important learning lesson from this launch and what I want you to take away, and if you only take away this one thing, I want you to really listen to this, is that you are always more than enough. You are good enough because you are you and you are human. You do not need to do anything to prove you are good enough. Just by being human, you've earned the right to be more than enough, to be good enough. Because the result and the outcome of whatever it is, whether it's a launch, a coaching program, your life, like whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It does not define your worth or your contribution to this world. If you are only conditionally enough when you make a certain amount of sales or a certain amount of money or land a certain amount of clients or wear certain clothes or have a certain house, you will constantly be in a state of questioning, a state of gripping, a state of not enough, a state of just low vibration. And I want you to know that regardless of the outcome, regardless of how many people sign up for your courses, your email list, your coaching programs, that you are still more than enough. You are steadfast in the state of enoughness. Because the outcome or the result of how much money you make, how successful your program is, how many people sign up, that does not determine your worth because you are already worthy and enough. Yes. Still set goals. Goals are important. We still want to strive and achieve them and do our best. But you showing up and doing your best is enough. And detach yourself from the result and the outcome. Because when you grip it so hard and you create those expectations, you strap yourself in for a roller coaster ride that is conditionally based on something outside of yourself. And this is why it is better for our happiness and loving to be unconditional, to be a choice. It is choosing enoughness all the time, regardless of the outcome and result. And that I could have only, I mean, I could have learned that from other experiences, but this experience was absolutely priceless because it taught me that I am enough and you are enough. And that the outcome and the fear or the rejection of sending that email to someone because you're ready to start offering services, but you're afraid of rejection. Like their rejection doesn't mean anything because you're enough. Remember that. Tell yourself that right before you send the email, regardless of the outcome, I am enough. Okay. Remember that. And so what I learned in actual terms of this launch and what I'm considering and things that I want to assess before I reopen the doors or relaunch again is I want to get really clear on who this program and course is for and how I can actually help students and have that come through my messaging. I'm already confident and I know for a fact that the stuff that's inside the course can and will and has helped my students in other previous coaching programs. I know that the content is solid. I know that it can radically transform students who enroll in their life. I just need to figure out how can I get a better job at the messaging of it. And so doing more investigating as to why those enrolled and why they enrolled and pay attention to the type of businesses that they are launching and currently working on and the words that they're saying in the emails and the successes, right? So the program, the foundation, everything is there. It's just how can I hone in and really drop in and be present with the students and their successes and what they're saying. Because again, like I said, I know there's amazing content in the course and it's all stuff that's helped students in the past and that they've had questions on. And it's just doing a better job of marketing the benefits of it and paying attention to the language of prospective and current students that they are using and building that into the messaging and doing a better job of that. The other thing that I learned too is that as a strategy, and I've shared this on Instagram a couple of weeks ago, is that focusing on the emotional state, but not focusing on the emotional state, but rather what are they thinking that gets them into that emotional state. So for example, I was watching a training a few weeks ago about nailing your niche and messaging. And I learned that using words like stuck and overwhelmed, which I have used and still have copy on my website, which I'm changing, is what I need to update because it isn't as helpful as much as it is using the words that they think that has gotten them into a place of stuckness and overwhelm. Okay. So using and saying like, are you stuck? Are you overwhelmed? Like, yes, it's kind of helpful, but what's more helpful is recognizing that that's an emotional state, but what are they thinking that has gotten them stuck and overwhelmed? Because then if you can resonate with what it is that they're thinking, they're more likely to be like, oh my gosh, he or she gets it. Okay. So just think about that in your own copy and when you reach out to people is really try to understand what is it that they're thinking that causes them to be overwhelmed or stuck. Also, I want to focus more on the community aspect of the program because so much of quitting your job and building your business is having the support of others, and that is huge. And having accountability is huge. And there is so much value in that. And every month, I offer mini trainings, mini coaching sessions. So how can I really lean into that and offer that up as like a benefit to the students who enroll? And then also looking at the pre-launch or looking at the launch strategy. So how can I tweak the webinar to be more focused based on those wanting to coach and help other people and create an online business in that capacity? Again, it's so fun to shift. You know, one of my favorite quotes is by Wayne Dyer, who says, who said that when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And if you can change the way you look at your business, the way that you look at your business will change. And so looking at it very much as from an experimental standpoint, how can I make fun? How can I have this? Like, how can this be fun? Is so much more freeing and so much like lighter than trying to force a square peg in a round hole, right? So just always investigating, always seeing what I can learn. Again, with every day, it is an experience. It's a learning opportunity. And the only way that you are able to gain clarity is by taking action and seeing what works and what doesn't, to get feedback so that you can get clarity on what it is that you want and need to do next. You can be afraid of feeling the uncomfortable feelings, but that is where the true growth is, my friend. So you can either resist the discomfort or you can say, bring it on. Let's do this. It's part of the process. I am strong and I am enough and I will overcome and work through this, okay? I will leave you with this and I want you to ask yourself, where can I detach from the outcome, the result in my life, in my business, and how can I continue to remind myself that my enoughness isn't conditional? I am already human and therefore I am enough. All right, my beautiful friends, if you enjoyed this episode today, this week's episode, I would love for you to screenshot and share your aha moments and tag us on Instagram at SheDidHerWay. I am the only one in and out of those direct messages and DMs, so I would love, love, love nothing more than to connect with you over there. Until next week, keep doing it your way. If you enjoyed today's podcast episode, you can head on over to SheDidHerWayPodcast.com where you can access the entire vault of She Did It Her Way podcast episodes and more information all about how to make the ultimate leap from your 9-to-5. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I would be so grateful if you headed on over to iTunes and left a review letting me know what you love about the She Did It Her Way podcast. Until next time, keep doing it your way.